You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Right before the Chag, the Moed of Hanukkah. It's a fascinating thing to see, as many of the Sfarim bring, that the parshias that we deal in these weeks, the parshias of Yosef HaTzadik, these parshias are all always coincide with Hanukkah. Parshas Vayeshev, Parshas Miketz, and then Parshas Vayikash. Most years, the Shabbos Hanukkah is going to be Parshas Miketz. Almost every year, sometimes when you have Vayeshev before, you have Vayikash after. The Ma'alach, the end of Sefer Bereishis, is talking about Yosef HaTzadik, always corresponds to Hanukkah. And this is Oymer Darsheni, what is the connection of Yosef HaTzadik to Hanukkah? In addition, we find that the ending of Sefer Bereishis shifts a little bit from the focus on the Ovis and dealing with Yosef HaTzadik. That's what we're talking about. And the Chura, why? I mean, we know that, as the Ramban tells us, in Chumash, Sefer Bereishis is considered to be the Sefer Ovis, while Sefer Shmois is called the Sefer Abanim. Yosef is one of the Shvatim, one of the Banim. Why are we so focused on Yosef and the story of Yosef, the narrative of Yosef HaTzadik, when we talk about the Ovis? Now, this question is not a strong question. You could say that we're talking about how Yaakov Avinu lost his son, what happened to his son until they brought Yaakov into Mitzrayim. So we're not going to say that as like such a starker question, but it adds up to explain what we're trying to get. And finally, a question that Tzadik HaKoyen brings, Shaila is, what's the idea that Yosef HaTzadik is surrounded with dreams? You see right away here in the beginning of the parasha, Yosef has a dream of all the stars bowing down to him. And then Yosef has his dream of the bundles of wheat. And then in the parasha, you have the story of Sarah Mashke and Sarah Oifim. They have a dream. And that's how they go. They, at the end of the day, Yosef comes out of the Beis HaAsurim because of the dream of Sarah Mashke and Sarah Oifim, who brought into what? To solve the dream of the solid dream of Paro. So the Mahalach of Yosef starts and continues with dreams. Halei Dobru. Interesting enough that he is the premier dream teller and interpreter in the Torah. What's shot in there? Why is he connected to dreams more than anybody else? So we'll start with a side that is, we spoke about many times in the past. We'll go back to it from another angle. A side that the one who really speaks about it in length in his Sfarim is Tzadik HaKoyen and his Sefer Tikkun HaShavim. Rabbi Tzadik Kopstick says to say that we have in Am Yisrael, in general, we have two types of people. Or more accurately, we have two Mahalchim in the world that many times applies to each one of us. And one Mahalach is the Mahalach which is called a Tzadik, righteous, does the right thing. And then you have a Mahalach which is called a Baal Tshuva. What's a Baal Tshuva? A Baal Tshuva is somebody who did something wrong, but is able to fix it. He fixes it, and then he corrects what he did wrong, and he's able to elevate all the bad things that he did to bring it back, to connect, to make that also okay. Sometimes we have a din that a Baal Tshuva is greater than a Tzadik. Because a Baal Tshuva can take even the bad and make it into good. But it's another Mahalach. It's another Tachlis that we have. As Tzadik says, this is in essence the difference between Yosef and Binyamin, the children of Rachel, and the children of Leah, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud. The children of Leah are all, each one of them, except Yisachar Zvulun, which we'll leave aside now, but each one of them has something wrong in them. Reuven has the story of Maisa Bilhah, that he was Minbalbi to Aviv. Shimon and Levi, they have the killing of Shechem, they have the selling of Yosef. Yehuda, there's a story of Tamar in this week's parasha. They seem wrong. The children of Rachel on the hand is Yosef HaTzadik and Binyamin HaTzadik. They're the Tzadikim. They're the ones that are, they're a mahalach, it's a mahalach of tzikus. It's not necessarily that each one of them did not have some aspects of tzikus and some aspects of tshuva. But it's what they brought to the world, to Am Yisrael. There's two different mahalach. Yosef represents the mahalach of tzadik. Yosef is always, always connected. Even when Yosef has the challenge, even when Yosef has the challenge in this exposure with Eishes Potiphar, he's saved by his father coming to the window. Now, you'll say, everybody, if his father comes to the window, a person's not going to sin. But the pshat is that Yosef, his avodah was to bring about his father to the window when he failed. He was a tzaddik, even though, just to be clear, of course we say that sheva yipol tzaddik v'kach, tzaddik can fall. And out there, if I'm falling, he gets up, as we always mention. But although there's a nefilah, but the mahalach is, even during the nefilah, is connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He always has Hashem in front of his eyes. And that is the mahalach of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef is the tzadik. Yosef is the one who brings that ultimate connection. We just had today was Chof Kislev, is the yahrzeit of Rav Hutner. So he mentioned two things in his name. First of all, just what we mentioned now, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam, we always mention Rav Hutner, that says that the tipshim thing that a tzadik, even though he falls, he still gets up. Says Rav Hutner, no. Because he falls, he gets up because big. Through an nefilah, you get up, you go down to go back up. But again, a tzaddik is the one who's connected even during the time of the nefilah. Rav Hutner also says, based on the Ma'arav, that what is the idea that Yosef is the one who continues the legacy of Yaakov? Yosef is the one who's taking what Yaakov did and continuing it on. Yaakov is building Am Yisrael. What is Yosef doing? Yosef is building Am Yisrael in Galus. That even in the time of darkness, even in the time where you don't have the base of, you don't have the Gilui Shechina so clearly, you also connected to Hashem. That's the tzaddik that's always connected. That's what Yosef does. Yosef is a shtick of Av, because he brings, every Av brings a attribute to Am Yisrael that they can use going forward. Yosef as well does that. What does he bring? Which attribute does he bring? The ultimate connection, always to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the goals. That's why, Mr. Futner, that's why during the years that Yosef is in Mitzrayim,
you are listening to BenStorah.com.
During these years, he is a Av. What does he mean, is Av? The Torah is dealing with him. The Torah says that Yosef was Nifter in the Sefer. All the Shvatim says there was Nifter and Sefer Shvois, because that's Sefer Elban. Yosef is a father of two Shvatim. We know that Am Yisrael turns to be 70. We mentioned previous weeks. Yaakov goes to Mitzrayim with how many people? 66. Who completes the 70? Yosef with his two kids and Yocheved. Leave Yocheved aside for now. Yosef is the missing puzzle to what Yaakov is doing. That's why Yosef at Tzadik, we deal with him. We have the sequence of separation. We start obviously with the Marish, Noyach, and then finally get to the Ovis, and then we have the Parshas of Avraham, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef is the missing piece to complete what the Ovis are doing. And he's a shtickle Av. That's why the Torah is so busy with Yosef. That's the idea. We're so busy with Yosef. Because Yosef at Tzadik is the Pchinos, the Inyan of the Hemshech, that we always, always connect. There's other there's Shevet Yehuda, we'll get to Be'ez Hashem in 2 weeks from now. Yehuda represents the Baal Shuvah, it's a different Mahalach, it's something else. That actually will bring Mashiach ben Dovid, which is going to correct all the sins of Am Yisrael. But for now, the Mahalach to go into Golos, we have Yosef HaTzadik. And this leads us directly into the idea of Chanukah. Because Chanukah, what's the idea of Chanukah? When you learn Chanukah, you learn from the Sfarim, simple idea. What's Chanukah? Chanukah is, even though it was the time of Golos and the time of Yavon, we were still able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have the Neiros Chanukah with the Neis, we were able to learn Torah Shabbat Peh, within the darkness of Golos. We compare this to we compare this to Purim. Purim, what do we say in Purim? Purim is that even though we're in doing the time of darkness, the time of colors, we still are able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that time. So isn't Hanukkah and Purim similar in that aspect? But as many of the Svarim bring and explain, there's a very big difference between Hanukkah and Purim. Purim was Enoch and Ami, the idea that you have nature. You don't have any more Nevuah or Bisamigdosh. You don't have any more in Bitumim. It looks like the world is going on its own. You, the ones who are controlling the world seems to be Achashverosh and Haman, just a natural process of the things. And the Chiddush is that even though that's what it looks like, but underneath the surface you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the show. That's the whole idea of the Megillah. As the Maharav, the Grand, says, the name of Hashem doesn't appear in the Megillah. It looks blank, but you should know he's really there. That's what Purim is all about. Hanukkah is another aspect. Hanukkah is one stage more. Not only that he's beneath the surface, underneath the surface, that he's hidden, but he's above the surface, even in the time of Golus. Even the time of full darkness, you have a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of the Neiros Chanukah. You add a Neis. A Neis is Gilui Hashem, Hashruas HaShechinah. You have that Neis even the time of Chanukah. As the Rabban tells the Parashas Baal Yisro, the Chanukah continues with us as the Hemshech of the Menorah doing Golus. They even doing Golus have a Menorah. Even doing Golus, I have that spark to be on. This connects beautifully. We have the question of the Bishesef that asks, why do we have 8 days of Hanukkah? The famous question, should be only 7 days? Right? The first day wasn't an ace. It was supposed to light anyway for one. So the nace is only 7 days? And obviously we have several answers to that. But one answer brought in a few places, the Sfasema says it as well, that the Pshat is like this. We know as the Ramban tells us, and then the Parshas Bo, when you see the revealed miracles, the ones that are supernatural, the Yetzias Mitzrayim of the world, then you realize that everything is a nis. There's now a part in Torah Moshe Rabbeinu, im lo shiyam yichol mikreinu v'drucheinu ein behem tevo minog shalayla. There's no nature. Everything is a miracle. Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. That's the whole idea. The Nisim HaGluim teach you what a real nace is. Everything that we have is a nace. The fact, nature. What is nature? Nature is Kadosh Baruch Hu is running nature. It's not just time that he made the rules as running nature. It's deeper than that. Every second of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is pumping life to the world, as the Nefesh HaChayim Baal HaTanya tell us. So we have here a miracle the whole time, which is the nace Nisim. You spoke about in the Daf Yomi there. Rebbe Chaya says, that's what it says. Ein a brocha shoyro elabadova somi minayin. Brocha is only in something which is concealed from the eye. Why? Because when it's concealed, then it's an ace nister. An ace nister, you have a lot. You're able to have an ace nister with something which is concealed. So you melee, if everything is really an ace, so the sasemes, so the chido, many others, that's the answer to the question that we chase. Why do you have a nace in the first day of Hanukkah? 7 days was a nace niglet. But that taught you that even the first day is also a nace. A nace nister. It's nature. Nature is a nace nister. It's 8 days of nisim. And now I'm started. The 7 days taught you what the first day is as well. That is the Chiddush of Hanukkah. The Chiddush of Hanukkah is not only do we have over here a shgacha underneath the surface, but we have a shgacha above the surface. He's right in front of our eyes. We always connect to that Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not only it's a emunah, we should know that even though you don't see him, he's still here. He's here. He's here in a more hidden way, a more concealed way in the time of Beis Hamikdash, but he's here in front of our eyes. That's the Chiddush of Hanukkah. That's, by the way, why Hanukkah is so connected to Torah Shabbat Peh. Because Torah Shabbat Peh means in my mind, in my heart, I can learn Torah and have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, in my stomach. It may ail. I have the Chochmah within me. I have the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu over there. That is the whole Mahalach of Hanukkah. You're always connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We mainly. This explains to us this connection of Yosef to Hanukkah. Maybe before we get to this connection, just add where the tzaddik answers, why is Yosef surrounded by dreams? Yosef is surrounded by dreams as a tzaddik because Yosef is the one who brings to the world this idea that you're always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in time of golus, even in time of darkness, he always has that life connection. When a person is dreaming, he's sleeping, his mind is, so to speak, disconnected. He's not in control of his mind. It's a time of darkness, time you don't have a das. So there's a time when usually most people are not connected to the mahalach of avoido, of gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That time, your person is on his own. He's not in control. The chiddush is that Yosef, even there, Yosef is always connected. Even in the time of sleeping, even in the time of dreaming, he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Yosef has it in his dream. And you may lay, that's what Mevur Medivir Arisenu, based on the Beis Sascha and others, that's why we read the parashas of Yosef, Dafka and the time of Hanukkah, they come together. Because they both are the same mahalach. Yosef is the mahalach of a tzaddik, meaning a mahalach of someone who's always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wherever you go, you always have that connection, regardless of how dark it is, how and what a deep pit he is, what a big challenge he has that connection. And Hanukkah is that wherever we are, in every time of Golus, with the Chochmas Yovan against us, with the darkness of Choshech, the darkness of Yavon, we still have that pintle, that little candle, the little light, the little spark, even there we're connected. We are always, always connected to the Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chanukah is all about, and that's what Yosef HaTzadik is all about. And that's why these things come together. We lay in the parshas of Yosef at the time of Chanukah to teach us about the continuous connection and chibur to the Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherever we are. Now we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem that obviously when we get to, eventually we'll have to use the Pchina Baal Tshuva to correct all the bad. But ultimately that goes back to Yosef as well. Because how do you connect all the bad? How do you say that all the bad, all the Averis can really turn to be good? How do you connect all the terrible tragedies in the world and make them also part of Gilu Hashem? Because when you realize that really, after you do tshuva, after you correct it, the really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you the whole time. He's always there. There was never separation to begin with. So you know, it was never separation, always connected. We mentioned something in the past, not going to go into the whole Baalach, the Indian of tshuva. But when a person takes away his will, he realizes the really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's doing everything in the world. So every bad thing, if you take away the bad, if you take away that perspective, you do the tshuva part, you really realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And that's the ultimate connection about tshuva to tzaddik. That when you do tshuva, you realize there was always a tzaddik. That's a deeper thing the Beis Hashem will get back to in 2 weeks. For now, we'll leave it with this idea that Yosef HaTzaddik is the pchina of ultimate of continuous connection. Chanukah is the idea that wherever we are, we always have the connection. And that's why, that's what we have over here. As the Beis Sascha says, what is Chanukah called? Chanukah lo shechinuch. Pasha, that means they're mechanech, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. Says Chanukah is the last moed before Mashiach. It prepares us for Mashiach. How do we come to Mashiach? With the Chag of Chanukah, understanding that we're always constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever we are.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.